episode 88, exploring the basics of a biblical classical approach to history.
Welcome to the Principles in Practice podcast. This is where we discuss biblical principles for life and learning. I'm your host, Heather Hall, and this is my co-host,
Brian Hall.
Hi, everyone. It's great to have you joining us today. Before we get started, if you would take some time to leave a review and a rating on the podcast player you use for listening to our podcast, that would bless us greatly. Also, if you give our episode a like, it lets us know why you listen. Again, thanks so much. And two other things. You can follow Biblical Classical Homeschoolers on our Facebook page and Instagram. And to further your understanding in your homeschool on different subjects, you can find courses at biblicalclassicalcommunity.com, which has several different teachers on it teaching different subjects with the biblical classical approach.
So as the title suggests, we're going to be talking about history and how to study history. So I'll start with the Webster's 1828 dictionary definition of history: an account of facts, particularly of facts respecting nations or states. A narration of events in the order in which they happened, with their causes and effects.
So all across America in particular, students in all grades crack open their history books and sit down to read. And most of the time, textbooks are used for the learning of history. And depending upon who writes the textbook, it may or may not have a biblical worldview. Even so, it may or may not have a providential view. While it's important to read history with a biblical worldview, it's even more so with a providential view. The two are not synonymous. However, they are related. So we're going to get right down to this topic. We're going to start with the topic of universal history. Now, there's much to be said about studying history from the beginning until present. After all, we're talking about a rather large span of time. And I want to just highlight that history is the account of God's story of love, mercy, and redemption. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And 2 Corinthians 5:17 teaches us, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now, lessons always begin with a presupposition and a biblical principle that supports it. The biblical principle is an absolute truth that lays the foundation for the reasoning questions. That's important because we want to reason from absolute truth, not from within ourselves, about something we observe or think.
When studying universal history, we're looking to see several things. We're looking at how civilizations built upon each other and what good came of it. We're looking at one God working, superintending, overseeing, and disposing, overruling all men and nations. We're looking at sinful man's response to holy God. What God is doing despite sinful man, and how God used pagans and Christians in his story. We're also looking at what it's like for individuals to live under law without liberty. And when good ideas failed, it was because they didn't involve God's principles. All of these things guide us in understanding a providential view of universal history.
When it comes to studying American history, things can get a little touchy. But here are some questions to consider. How many primary American documents have you read? Do you know how many there are? What do you think of being an American who has barely, if at all, learned of our history from our primary sources? And that's a question that any individual can ask about their own nation's primary documents.
Yeah, how many times have you heard a quote that doesn't include the whole context of it?
But yeah, that happens more often than people realize, and that's because they haven't read the primary sources for themselves. Mm-hmm. So even if you hear a quote and it sounds like it might be good, it might be a great idea to go ahead and look up that primary resource and read it all within the context of what's being said so that you know it's not being taken out of context. Well, how important is it for individuals to read their own history from their primary documents? If we want to learn what actually takes place and without the bent of an agenda, it's emphatically crucial. In this way, not only do we learn from eyewitnesses, We also learn about the character of individuals. We can hear and feel the raw emotions of what they experienced. And we can be assured that we're not being emotionally manipulated by people who want political gain.
Mm-hmm.
To be sure, we apply the list of studying universal history to our studies of American history. However, there are other questions that we ask as well.
Some examples are, what else is happening in the world in context of the time period? In what ways are steps being taken in the right direction? Maybe how does the gospel moving westward impact the forming of America? In what ways is the Bible impacting decisions? Who was trying to make territory a part of their nation? Another one is, what is the national religion and form of government of those other nations? How will those beliefs and form of governments affect all people living on the soil? And in what ways are individuals blessed because of law with liberty?
That question, how would those beliefs and form of governments affect all people living on this soil? Every form of government is based on beliefs, and those beliefs have to do with the view of God, man, and government.
Mm-hmm.
So the view will either be a pagan view or it will be a biblical view.
Mm-hmm. And you can imagine if, you know, depending on which country came to America first, it would affect what form of government would be here now.
Mm-hmm. So then when it comes to studying modern day history and current times, you're probably catching on to the fact that we layer the questions as we move forward on the history timeline. Now, that's something that we've done in our family. I cannot say that that's done in biblical classical approach schools or other homeschools, but this is what we do. And so hopefully it'll give you some inspiration as you practice applying this approach to your education and your life. Moving on to studying modern day history and current times, there are other questions that we ask.
Some of those questions we ask are, who or what is control or behind the issue? Another question we ask is, what is the issue? There are also roots to an issue, so what are they? And then, what is the principle behind the issue? There will be at least one. How do we see internal to external and the cause to effect? We ask the question, is war always necessary? What else is what's happening that shows war was not necessary? And also, in what ways are the counter principles of our form of government being advertised? Where did we stray from our first principles?
Well, we're asking that question as Americans because we are talking about the first principles that founded America. We're looking at the history timeline as we trace liberty, and we can see that in the 1800s, as America expanded, it also eroded because people started to get further away from our first principles and applying them as a nation.
Mm-hmm. And also, how is God working? In what ways may we help to restore America to her first principles? And how are God's principles of government reaching other nations?
And then we always need to remember the word studies, because mm-hmm. word studies help us to master the subject that we're studying. Plus, they help us to identify biblical principles. So here's a refresher on how to do these. Make your vocabulary list for your topic or subject. These may be pulled from the subject name itself and or the body of the primary documents from which you are reading. Use Webster's 1828 dictionary to define the words. Look up keywords within each definition to help you gain better comprehension and to spark ideas. Use a concordance to look up those words on your list and find an applicable principle. Reason and relate from Scripture. Journal your reasoning with the help of the reason questions that we've listed. And write an emphatic conclusion.
And of course, we want to keep things real.
Yes, that's true. We want to keep things real. So there's a lot of buzz going around about the term whitewash and how that gets used often when we're discussing anything good about America's history or the people that God has used. Well, of course, the individuals in American history were not perfect. This is where those reason and relate questions are important. Why? Well, for example, they can help us to look at the character of individuals and the response to Holy God. Additionally, they help us to look at the bigger picture. Francis A. Schaeffer pointed out how most people look at a piece here and a piece there, but they miss the bigger picture. And along those lines of keeping things real, One must acknowledge the sinful nature of all other people regardless of their skin tone. Of course, this does not justify the sinful actions of any person, whatever skin tone they have. For instance, this land was no Garden of Eden before Europeans, Spaniards, Frenchmen, and the Dutch came over. Take a close look at indigenous peoples, and you'll have to note as well that they were sinful people and walked in the flesh as well. In addition, the tribes weren't living in peace amongst each other. At least not all of the tribes were. So we can acknowledge these facts and still miss the bigger picture. If we focus on autonomous man, his or her successes or failures, then we miss it. Yes, we can acknowledge these things about them, but the bigger picture isn't about autonomous man. Rather, the bigger picture is about Christ, for he and he alone is the focal point of history. This means that we ultimately look to see how all those individual pieces make up the bigger picture of the impact of the gospel on men and nations.
So there is only one God with one plan, one Savior, and one goal. It's eternal liberty and justice for all through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. But not only does it give us internal liberty, we're also given external liberty because internal liberty has an outer working. And this is the beauty of the principal approach to history. This is a providential view of history. Praise the Lord for the mighty works of God, for he has done great things.
If you'd like to learn more about homeschooling with the principal approach, then join the Biblical Classical Homeschool Experience. Go to principledacademy.com, click on the link for memberships, and sign up for the waitlist. The doors will be opening soon.
As always, if you're looking for additional resources or support, you can visit our website at principledacademy.com, check out our shop and our blog, and you can also find us on Facebook at Christian Homeschooling with Bible Principles, also on Instagram under Principal Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Well, this is Heather Hall.
And this is Brian Hall.
For Christ and His glory.